Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The United States has sent its senior advisers to meet Israel's Prime Minister in Jerusalem to discuss the security challenges and political opportunities they face. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have met Benjamin Netanyahu after a weekend of renewed violence when Israel's military launched airstrikes that Gaza's health ministry says killed at least 45 Palestinians. It follows a Palestinian attack which killed two Israeli soldiers. Despite the escalation, both Israel and Hamas have reaffirmed their commitment to the ceasefire, which United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says is welcome, but concerns remain about recent violence.
We do, however, remain concerned by all acts of violence in Gaza and the reported attacks and strikes that took place yesterday. We urge all parties to honor all of their commitments to ensure the protection of civilians and avoid any actions that could lead to a renewal of hostilities and undermine humanitarian operations.
Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has said it's an honour that he has concluded his term in a dignified way to allow others to take up the course. Over the weekend, Mr. Joyce announced his plans to leave the party, saying he won't contest his seat of New England in 2028. He's thanked the community in Tamworth for allowing him to represent them for 15 years.
First and foremost, my love, my affection and my service for the people of New England continues on, and my gratitude at the incredible honour they have given me to represent this area for what will be, at the end of this term, 15 years. Now, I think 15 years is a pretty good term.
Mr. Joyce earlier said he spoke to One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, but it remains unclear if a final decision has been made on whether he will join the party. Federal opposition leader Susan Lee is calling for Australia's ambassador to the US, Kevin Rudd, to resign. Earlier, US President Donald Trump had an exchange in the Oval Office about comments made by Mr. Rudd in 2021, in which the former PM described Mr. Trump as a village idiot, among other things. However, after telling Mr. Rudd that he does not like him, Donald Trump reportedly told journalists afterwards that all is forgiven. Despite this, Susan Lee says she stands by her calls for him to step down.
Whether it be ongoing work in tariffs, higher profile for the Quad, or all of the other issues that may come to pass in what is our most important relationship, we need to have everyone working incredibly hard to be trusted, to be respected, and to understand the domestic implications for what happens when you sit at a table in the Oval Office.
And Sydney's Northern Beaches Hospital is officially returning to public hands after months of scandal and financial turmoil. The hospital was heavily criticised following the death of two-year-old Jose Massa, who died after he and his parents spent 3 hours waiting in the emergency department. Community outrage and advocacy led by his parents Eloise and Danny Massa prompted the New South Wales government to pass Joe's Law, banning future private-public hospital partnerships. Premier Chris Minns says an agreement has been reached with Healthscope, which is in receivership and operates the hospital's public services. State Health Minister Ryan Park says it has not been an easy process.
We've been working on this day and night with our officials for many months now. It has been arguably one of the most complex and challenging public administrative processes that certainly I've been involved in, and I'm sure the Treasurer has been involved in from the beginning.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.